and welcome everyone to Kimball Area High School. It's volleyball action in the Central Minnesota Conference on You Are There Sports. It's homecoming week here for Kimball, so they've got a really nice crowd on hand here. A lot of energy in the gym. Warm-ups are already completed, and teams are being introduced. We'll meet the lineups. Head coach Tabitha Mortensen of Kimball and head coach Lisa Klein of Fears.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We had our burn down day yesterday and it looks like it's time to start making corn silage for the cattle, and we have everything to help you get that done. We have ag bagger rentals, ag bags, bunker covers, and many types of inoculants to fit your needs to increase fermentation and decrease spoilage for excellent quality feeds, resulting in more milk production and healthier cattle. Also, if you are wondering how wet your corn is, just bring some stalks to Buckman any day for a moisture check. Thank you, farmers, for all you do, and have a fun harvest, and stay safe, and go Pioneers!
Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. With fall upon us, the cooler temps mean more time indoors, so now's the time to take advantage of all that Dish Network has to offer. With Dish's Top 120 package, price locked at $49.99 for 2 years, you're going to be sure to have channels that you'll enjoy for a great low price. Plus, when you sign up with Dish through us, our installers will take care of you from start to finish. For not only a great deal on Dish, but also a great install experience, stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack today.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hey, welcome back to Kimball, and this match is underway as Kimball's got the first serve to Jade Porter, and here comes a Kylie Porter attack, and that's going to sail wide off Kimball, and the Pioneers strike first, 1-0. Hannah Creek, Malia Bozer, Kylie Porter, Jade Porter, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and the libero is Jordan Jansen. And now it's Kylie Porter serving. Kimball black jerseys, blue shorts. Deep pass over to Jade. To Kylie, now a tip by Malia Bozer and over. Now here comes Kimball from the near side. Jansen with a dig. Her pass so short and into the net, and it's 1-1. Both these teams 0-2 in the conference. Stuckmeyer plays it deep on the back line, passes across. Malia Bozer with a swing. Now Kimball will play it up to the net, and that's low and in the net. Madeline Fox not able to elevate the ball, and Pierce takes a 2-1 lead. Pierce 7-6 overall, Kimball 4-6. Both teams head to tournaments on Saturday. Pierce hosting a tournament. And say they head anywhere. They host. 8-team field. We'll talk about that. Here's Aaron O'Brien. Long. Their middle hitter. Too much on it, and it's 3-1. Lineup for the Cubs. Kira Schaefer, Madeline Fox, Katie Spaulding, Ashley Schindel, and Aaron O'Brien. Back set. Here's a right side hit. Tipped at the net by Jade Porter. Kept alive. And here's Jade winding up and in. Porter. Jade Porter makes it 4-1 with her first kill. Kelsey Stuckmeyer is at the service line, the senior. Good job by the Kimball band tonight. Service across to the backside. That's Katie Spaulding. Spaulding hits it low and in the net. Malia Bozer was there ready to deny. And Pioneers have put together a 5-1 start. Bozer, Creek, and Jade Porter up front. Kylie, Jordan Jansen, and Stuckmeyer serving. Kimball, free ball, not enough. Over and under the net. 6-1 start for Piers. Pioneers have lost three straight. In two of those, they won the first set, but then dropped three straight to Pequot. And the other night at home, there's a misplay by the Pioneers. They could not get that one over. 6-2. Pioneers losing 3-1 to Foley the other night. Into the lineup now for the Cubs comes Rachel Merton, 5'4 junior. She'll go back to serve. Stuckmeyer, Jansen, and Jade Porter back line. Mr. Pelzer, whistle. There you go. Pass up, and that's going to go into the homecoming King's hands over there for the Cubs. Service winner for Kimball. 6-3, Piers by three, but the serve coming towards Piers. Jade digs it out to Jansen, and now Porter will just knock it across. Jade up to the net. O'Brien, dug out by Kylie Porter. Creek with a big swing. Hannah Creek with a missile. And now Taylor Kimmon comes in, replacing Jordan Jansen at 7-3. Here's the Creek serve. Good one up to Aaron O'Brien, tipped and kept alive by Creek in the back row. Now Malia will pass it across. Kimball sets it up front. Near side, big hit, dug out by Stuckmeyer. Jade Porter asking for the ball from Kylie. Got it. Kimball able to dig. And they won't get it over. Pioneers with another point. Nice strong start here. 8-3, Pioneers. Hannah Creek rifles it across to the near back. Played by Katie Spaulding. O'Brien can't get it over. And the Pioneers with a now 9-3 lead. And Kimball on their heels a little bit here in the opener. High top spin serve. Good dig back row. Kimball will have one play to get it over. They do. But Creek plays it up for Kylie. Jade winds up again. Knock right back to Piers, but that is, what's this call? It is wide. Never saw the flag come up from the side judge. Pat Schneider, the tower official, says it was out. And Kimball wants a timeout. The Pioneers have opened up a 10-3 lead.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Piers Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Piers Pioneers.
Kimball gets a point out of the timeout on a nice athletic play. 10-4 now. They will serve. Jordan Jansen checks into the back line. Serve comes to Jade Porter, to Kylie. Here's Malia Bozer. Cross cut. Got it. Malia with the point. And now it's Malia's turn to serve at 11-4. Good serve. Middle back. That's awkward and out. The middle back receive, that was Rachel Merton, sends it into the student section here in Kimball. 12-4 lead. Yeah. Another good serve. That one is played well, but then that one is hammered, and that should be... Oh, that's out, says the line judge. Very close call goes the Pioneers' way. Flag came up, 13-4. Bozer serving again, left to right. Sure, do you want to take pictures for me? Fire away. Pioneers play it. Kylie Porter back to Merton. Set near side. Here's Spalding going wide right. Set up at the left side. Missed wide right. Pioneers 14. Cubs 4. Malia Bozer serving again. Malia the senior. Good, sir. That's going to be a winner into the bench of Kimball. Top spin, ace serve, and another Kimball timeout.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
All right, the timeout breaks the momentum as a service error into the net by Malia, but it's 15-5, and now Kimball serving. We're in game one. Kylie Porter for Kelsey, and now free ball by Jade Porter to the back row. Up to the net, that's Schaefer, and a big hit there delivered by Kimball. Nice swing by Ashley Schindel, the junior middle hitter. Powered it right down the middle of the defense, 15-6. This is Katie Spalding, a senior. Spalding over to Kylie, awkwardly and misplayed. That ball came up on the bicep of Kylie and didn't get a lot on it. 15-7. Service ace, her first. Another good low trajectory serve. Jade played that one to Bozer. Now Kylie Porter, back row. Spalding up to Merton. Tipped across by the Cubs to Malia Bozer. Free balled into the net by Kylie Porter. 15-8. So the Pioneers up 7 now, game 1. Deep serve, and that ball is ruled long. Just long. Jordan Jansen with a late decision and a good one. 16-8, and now Kylie Porter, top of the service rotation to serve. The senior runs up and fires. Good serve. Back row. Good pass ahead. Middle hit coming. Big hit, but blocked up there by Kimmon. Another chance here for the Cubs. That one is down. Mackenzie Leiter with the second chance. And now in for Kimball, Madeline Gustafson. She'll come in to serve. Also off the bench, Madeline Fox. Merton leaves. So does Schindel. 16-9, Pioneers lefty serve. Knuckles back to Jordan Jansen, and that's going to sail. Kylie can't get to it, and that's a point. 16-10. And Lisa Klein says timeout. Kimball on a little run. Pioneers 16, Cubs 10.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
All right. Coach Klein uses her first timeout. 16-10 serve comes to Pierce, up to Bozer. In the middle, knocked over by Kimmon. Now Kimball from deep, lighter. Off the net and in. Crawled over and dropped. Winner for Mackenzie Leiter. 16-11 Pioneers. Cubs trying to reel the Pioneers in here in game one. Service again for Gustafson, the lefty. Angles it long. Jordan again decides to let it go, and she's smart. 17-11. Now Jansen leaves. Creek comes in for Kimball. Schindel in. And the server, Gustafson, goes out. Taylor Kimmon on the serve. Played there by Trinity Erickson, who's in the lineup. They hit it wide. Tried to cut it down the near sideline in front of the Piers bench. Misfired. Point for the Pioneers to go up 18-11. Kimmon serving. Good serve sideline. And Leiter from 10 feet deep to Kimmon. Free ball at the net. Knocked down by Kimball. Madeline Fox with the freebie at the net. And now Aaron O'Brien checks into the lineup. 18-12. Kimball will serve right to left. Game one. Good serve to Jade Porter. To Malia Bozer. Left side hit. Stuckmeyer blocked and played up in the air by Kimball. Up now for Schaefer. And inside the line. Nice kill there. Again by the Cubs Leiter. That's four kills already for Mackenzie Leiter. And it's 18-13. Another serve for Kimball, right to left. Homecoming week here in Kimball. There's Jade Porter taking the serve up to Bozer. Wants Creek in the middle. Good dig out there by Kimball. And they will get it deep and just long. Boy, heck of a defensive play there by Kimball's Kira Schaefer as Hannah Creek really delivered a smash, but the ball sailed, and it's 19-13. Here's a Kelsey Stuckmeyer serve. At the net and down. Win. Point for Piers. Good serve, and it's 20-13. Again, a serve for Kylie Porter. Middle back right off the hands. Ashley Schindel misplayed that. 21-13. Kimball's out of timeouts. They used too early, so they can't stop the momentum now. Pierce has one left. Here's another Porter serve. Kylie up to the net. That's Kira Schaefer. And a kill from the right side by Mackenzie Leiter. 21-14. And now it's Leiter's turn to serve. Jansen digs it just before it hit the ground, but it goes into the net. No chance for Kylie to race to that one. 21-15. Pioneers looking to finish off this game one. There's a serve into the net. 22-15. Winning game one hasn't been a problem for Piers. It's 2-3-4. That has caused the Pioneers problems. Here's Stuckmeyer serving. Kelsey, good serve, middle back, up to the net. Schaefer wants her left hitter, and it was dug out off a Spalding attack, but the Pioneers cannot get it over on three hits. The fourth one sent it across, and that is not legal. 22-16. Here's Rachel Merton in to serve. Merton replaces Fox. Cubs have to be almost perfect the rest of this way. And there's one. Jansen backed off on that serve and then at the last moment decided to try and play it. And it's 22-17, a service ace for Rachel Merton, a junior. Sends that one to Jordan. Jordan, there's a good pass to Kylie. Creek rifles one, and that one is long. Was it touched? Pioneers saying it was touched by Leiter in the back row, but no. Denied on the appeal there, and it's 22-18. Merton again. That one's played to Jade. Kylie back to Jade. Down and off the block and good. Jade gets the point. 23-18. Kimmon in for Jansen. Hannah Creek to serve. Hannah has had some good serving lately. Very hard. Maybe the hardest server on the team. Boom. And that's going to rifle off the back row and all the way up to the top row of the bleachers. Exactly what I was talking about. Game point. 24-18. Hannah Creek. Boom. That's long. 24-19. Kimball will make a substitution. Trinity Erickson for O'Brien. Hannah Creek leaves. And Jordan Jansen back in. Erickson serving. Game point. Up to the net. Porter wants Kimmon to finish. Dug out by Merton. Here comes a block by Kimmon up front. Merton passes across to Porter. Bowser in the middle for Kimmon. Long, no. Net violation. Kimball Pierce wins. 25-19. The violation on Kimball is the deciding point in game one. Pioneers up a game, 25-19. Back with game two as the team switch sides here at Kimball.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in Central Minnesota. They've been serving Central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Henneken Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Get four lines on the best network and the best unlimited from Verizon for as little as $40 per line. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Stop in and check out the all-new Verizon Unlimited plans. With Verizon Go, enjoy Verizon's network and service for as little as $40 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Don't settle for less. Get Verizon Unlimited from us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Maximum of 10 lines. At time of congestion, your data speeds may be slowed. See store.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
All right, team's back out on the court. Pioneers now to my right, Cubs to my left. Pierce wins game one, 25-19, and they've got the serve in their hands. Kylie Porter steps back to the line. Referee's check rotation says we're good to go, and we are going. Porter sends the serve over. Leiter, back row. Jade with a nice play to Jansen, and now free balled over by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. Up to the net comes Schaefer, and that ball hit wide by Mackenzie Leiter on an attack from the left post. 1-0, Pierce game two. Kylie Porter serving right to left. Back row, played up, and one more over, and that's Schaefer. Jade up to Kylie. Near side, here comes Stuckmeyer, and Kelsey is long. 1-1. Aaron O'Brien will come in for Coach Mortensen, replacing Trinity Erickson up front. And to serve is Kira Schaefer. To Jordan Jansen, up to Kylie Porter, off, knocked over, and O'Brien with a nice play to get it over on a Stuckmeyer attack. Pierce now in the middle, Creek, whistle, and Cubs in the net. Creek mishit on the swing, but it doesn't cost her as Kimball called for a violation. 2-1, Kelsey Stuckmeyer serving. Up to Merton, near side, here's a nice cut shot. And that has been their go-to player tonight, Mackenzie Leiter, right to left, 2-2. And now it's Leiter's turn to serve. One of these teams will win their first conference match of the year tonight. Both 0-2 so far. Creek denied up front. Another chance. This is Jade, left hand. Good dig, Leiter, back roll. Schaefer off Jansen on a dig. And now it is played over by Stuckmeyer, and a free ball for Aaron O'Brien, and she knows what to do with it. 3-2 Kimball, right to O'Brien, and she hammered it. 3-2 Kimball serving. Pioneers are now in the court to my right. Jansen up ahead, Porter wants Creek. Big hit, Hannah Creek. 3-3, Kimmen will come in for Hannah now. And Jordan Jansen to serve. The libero, Jordan Jansen, senior. Pays it up, here comes a tap across to Porter. Now Jade will send it over, blocked up front by O'Brien. Cubs play it into the net, and that's a violation on their fourth hit. Point for Piers on a Jade Porter point. A 4-3 lead just at the sideline by Spalding. They'll get it over. Now the Pioneers have a free ball at the net, and it's off Piers. Kimball was more aggressive that time at the net going up after that one, and it paid off. Now Ashley Schindel will come in. Madeline Fox leaves. Back to serve for the Cubs. Rachel Merton to Jade Porter, up to Kylie Porter. Now Bozer cross off Merton. It deflects off one of the rafters. Still alive, though, and they get it over to Jansen. Kylie wants Jade left side. Dug out again. Free ball at the net. Tipped over and down. He's tipped. Taylor Kimmen. 5-4 Pioneers with Malia Bozer serving. We're early game two. Leiter plays it up to Merton. Here comes a big swing and a good one by Spalding. Off the block to tie it at 5. That should have been 5-5. Serving for Kimball is Trinity Erickson. Oh, wait. So it's 6-4 Piers. They've changed it. 6-4 Pioneers, and now Coach Mortensen asking for an explanation. Leiter, the captain, talking with Pat Schneider, the tower referee. Some confusion on what the call was. Now Paul Pelzer, the floor official, will go over and converse with his officiating partner, Pat Schneider. Paul from the Uppsala area and Pat from St. Joe. Initially it went to Kimball, then it went to Piers. We might have a do-over. That's what Coach Mortensen is asking for. The two thumbs up is the volleyball signal for replay the point. And they know. They're going to say it's Piers' point. So the decision goes to Piers, and the score remains 6-4. And Coach Mortensen now is getting the explanation here. Now Aaron O'Brien will come into the lineup. Lisa Klein strolling over to kind of eavesdrop on the conversation. Lisa is asking Paul Pelzer something about the substitution there, but I think we've got everything squared away here in 6-4, and we're going to play volleyball again. Here's Malia's serve. Played up by Merton. One more hit coming. Tipped across, and they caught the Pioneers that time. That's Katie Spaulding came flying in from the back row and found an opening. Trinity Erickson comes in. Here's 6, Kimball 5, game 2. Erickson serving, the right-hander. Goes to Kelsey Stuckmeyer, to Malia Bozer now. Oh, a little changeup by Kylie Porter. Got it off the block. Kylie. They've seen Kylie really unload some hits, and they were thinking that this one was going to come at them. But Kylie threw a changeup and got it in. 7-5, and now Jade serving. That's low. Service error, 7-6. Back to Kimball goes the serve. And this will be Kimball's Katie Spaulding serving. Good serve to Jade Porter, up to Bozer in the middle, back for Kylie, blocked, but that's going to go wide. A trio of Pioneers circled that to make sure it was going to go out. Malia, Taylor, and Kylie surrounded that one and made sure that it was outside the boundary. 8-6, and here's Taylor Kimmon to serve. Here's by 2, leading a set. Leiter plays it. Merton Leiter gets it back, knocks it over, and Kimmon goes down to the floor to get it. Plays it into the net, though. 8-7, Jansen now will come in for Taylor. Kimball counters with a sub of their own. This is Madeline Fox in. Also coming in is Madeline Gustafson. It's Gustafson to serve. Pierce right now has Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Jade Porter, Jordan Jansen in the back, Hannah Creek, Malia Bozer, Kylie Porter up front. Here's Stuckmeyer, left side, big hit, dug out nicely though, back row. Merton wants Leiter, tip, Porter there, Jade up to the net, Creek directs it in. Hannah Creek wins the point, 9-7. Kylie Porter to serve. Up by 2. Close second set here. First serve received. This is a tough chance. Kimball never got in sync on that one. 10-7. The first receive kind of went straight up in the air, if not back, and that creates all kinds of problems when you don't advance the ball on that first pass. 10-7 serve for Kylie Porter. Here's a better pass in the middle, and Leiter drives it through the block. There's the difference. Now O'Brien in for Erickson. The serve for Merton. Rachel Merton, that's going to sail long. 11-8, Pioneers. We're approaching the midway point. Here's a Kelsey Stuckmeyer high rainbow serve. In the middle, here comes Leiter, and that ball is rolled long, just a little bit long. The back judge raises the flag. 12-8, Pierce. Stuckmeyer serving once again. Kelsey down the sideline, played it to Spaulding. Here's O'Brien on a tip. Jade was ready for that. Now Kylie wants Creek. Creek got another winner. Hannah Creek, 13-8, and a timeout. Kimball will use a timeout, down 5.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
All right, back to action here. Kimball wins a point off a tip that went wide off Jade Porter, 13-9 Pierce. And now Mackenzie Leiter serving left to right to Jordan Jansen. First pass up to the net. Kylie for Jade, blocked. Played by Stuckmeyer. Back to Kylie. Now Jade again. Taps that one over and down. Kimball's in the net anyway. Pierce was going to win that point. Taylor Kimmon in for Hannah Creek. Pierce 14, Kimball 9. Pierce is up one zip on a 25-19 game one win. There's an awkward play, but O'Brien with a nice play to get it over. Now Kimmon sends it deep to Leiter, to Merton. She fists it into the net. Made her chase. And now Jordan Jansen's turn to serve at 15-9 to Spalding. Spalding gets it back off a block. Kylie to Bolzer and tipped across deep by Kimmon. Spalding and chasing it and flipping it over for Kimball is Fox. Here's a Bolzer attack off the block and good. Ace block up there by Kimball. Coach Klein is saying, how is that not our point? The ball landed over by the tower official. I thought it was clearly blocked. But I can't really say one way or the other. My view was kind of obscured there. Here's a Merton serve, long, 16-10. Pioneers get the serve back. They're up by six. A very good Becker tennis team defeated Pierce today, 6-1. The only win for the Pioneers came at one doubles. Becky Langer, Brittany Bozer. Here's Kimball returning serve, and that ball is hit long. Katie Spalding, too much. 17-10, and another timeout. Kimball exhausts their final timeout. Pierce by seven, 17-10.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hey everybody, Jason Sadlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. We had our burn down day yesterday and it looks like it's time to start making corn silage for the cattle, and we have everything to help you get that done. We have egg bagger rentals, egg bags, bunker covers, and many types of inoculants to fit your needs to increase fermentation and decrease spoilage for excellent quality feeds, resulting in more milk production and healthier cattle. Also, if you are wondering how wet your corn is, just bring some stalks to Buckman any day for a moisture check. Thank you, farmers, for all you do, and have a fun harvest, and stay safe. And go Pioneers.
18-10, Malia Bolzer just picked up her third ace, and that one is just a little long. So 18-11, Kimball will get the serve back. Pierce up by seven. And Trinity Erickson replaces Aaron O'Brien in the Cubs lineup. Erickson will serve. Back row for Pierce right now, you got Jordan Jansen far back. In the middle, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, and it's Jansen playing the serve up to Bolzer. Back row, Stuckmeyer on a pass. Kimball now with Merton, sends it back. Spalding cuts it over to Jade Porter. Here's Kimmon, tip, played by Merton. Spalding off Jade, and that's going to ricochet out. 18-12, Kimball gets that point. Here's up a set, 1-0. Jordan Jansen, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Kylie Porter, Jade Porter, Malia Bozer, Taylor Kimmon on the court. Serving for the Cubs, Trinity Erickson. Kylie to Malia, and now Taylor plays it back row for Kimball. They want Balding. She just tipped it over to Jade. Here's Kylie from the right side. Back row to Leiter. Spalding is blocked. Played by Bozer to Kylie. One more for Kimmon. She pushes it across. Up to the net now, Kira Schaefer. Tip deep and long. Too long on a tip by Katie Spalding. And it's 19-12, and it's Jade Porter to serve. Stands in that near corner. Jade, good serve. Played by Spalding. Merton sends it over to Jade. That was a hit by Schindel. And now Stuckmeyer from the left side just sends it across. Merton, left side, Spalding. Big windup. There's a good hit by Katie Spalding through the block. 19-13, and Spalding will serve. Sends it over to Jordan Jansen. Excellent pass up to Malia. Kimmon in the middle, and we've got the Pioneers in the net. Actually, a double hit. Malia called for the double. 19-14. Kimball out of timeouts. Coach Klein has both of hers left. Here's Kimmon from the right side. Off the block and down. Taylor with the point. 20-14. Pioneers. Now Hannah Creek will come in for Jordan Jansen with Taylor going back to serve right to left. Five more will put us up two. Taylor to the front. Here comes a tip, and Stuckmeyer was right there. Now Bozer for Kelsey. Kelsey with a swing. That might get the point. They got one more hit. They chase it, and they get it over with Leiter. Good play. Now Bozer in the middle. Creek with the winner. Hannah has been a pretty dominating force up front tonight. 21-14, the fourth kill for Hannah Creek. Another serve for Taylor Kimmon. Taylor plays it up to Erickson. Leiter doesn't get it over. That's four. 22-14. Kimmon again. A nice little service run for senior Taylor Kimmon. Lead is eight. Need three to finish. Kimmon back again to Erickson. Up ahead to Schaefer. Leiter blocked back to Leiter. And then the return block by Kimball. Ashley Schindel able to stuff Hannah Creek. 22-15. Madeline Fox comes in. Madeline Gustafson comes in. Pierce has Jansen, Jade Porter, Kelsey Stuckmeyer in the back. Bozer, Creek, and Kylie Porter up front. Here's Bozer. Free ball at the net. One by Leiter. 22-16. Pierce still up by six. Serve for Madeline Gustafson, the lefty. To Jade. Bozer now. Stuckmeyer from 12 feet back. Spalding. Here's Leiter. Wind up and down. And Coach Klein will use a timeout to quell the momentum. Pierce 22, Kimball 17, late in game two.
Hi, I'm Lila Bednar.
And I'm Ellie Casella.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a school that provides an excellent academic education where students move into high school as leaders? Holy Trinity Catholic School is that school. At Holy Trinity, your children will learn in a positive environment rich in faith formation. Small class sizes provide the structure for high levels of academic growth.
Holy Trinity is looking forward to providing many years of affordable Catholic education. Register today to join the 178 students already enrolled. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or find us on the web or Facebook.
Back to action. The Cubs had a chance at the net, and they mistimed their jump. And that's a point for Pierce, 23-17. Kylie Porter serving. Pierce by six. Up to the net. Big hit, but long. Too long, and it's game point. 24-17. I think that was Spalding that put too much juice on it. Here's Porter for the win. Played by Leiter. Over to Schaefer. And one free ball over to the back row where Jordan Jansen. quarter for Creek to finish. Got it! Creek with a finishing shot. 25-17 is your final in set two, and the Pioneers are up two.
Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking, Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-25.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers! Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Pierce Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, game three underway, and it starts with a service ace for Kimball. 1-0, Pierce up, 2-zip here, winning 25-19, 25-17. Second serve is up and played by Jade Porter off for Kelsey, and her hit is low in the net, 2-0 start for Kimball. Cubs have to win out now. Low floater, and Jade raced up to play it well. Up to the net now. This is Schaefer setting up O'Brien. Back row dig for Jordan Jansen. Wants Porter, but Pioneers double hit. And they have seen the Cubs score the first three here. Another serve. This is Jade Porter to Malia Bozer. Off for Stuckmeyer left side. That, oh, would have gone long, but they played it. Still alive now. And Leiter free balls it over to Jordan Jansen. Bozer in the middle for Creek. Mishit it. Boy, she was well on her way back down to the floor here, and by the time her swing started. And so it's 4-0, Kimball. Another serve, right to left. It's played by Kelsey Stuckmeyer. in the middle, Creek long on that one. Boy. Leeson just looked over to Katie and raised her eyebrows and said, should we stop it now or wait? I think let it play out. 5-0. They'll square it away here. Get that first point on the board. Bozer with a little dump over. Free ball for Hannah. Played there by Kimball. O'Brien knocks it where Jordan Jansen now gives it up. And Porter is denied. And now it is a timeout. It's a 5-0, no timeout, but 6-0 is a timeout. Timeout on the court. A good start in game three for Kimball. 6-0.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
6-0 start here in game three for the Kimball Cubs. And they are serving here right to left again. Floats it over to Kylie Porter. Now here's Stuckmeyer winding up. Played there by the Cubs. Near side, we got a whistle, and there's the point. Cubs this time with a lift. 6-1, and the Pioneers get on the scoreboard coming out of their timeout. And Kylie Porter will serve for the first time in game three. She angles it to the back near side. Spalding played it. Whistle, and Pioneers with a net. 7-1. Mackenzie Leiter serving to Jordan Jansen. Outside the boundaries to Stuckmeyer. Free balled over by Hannah Creek, and this one's into the crowd. Off the Cubs. That's a point for Pierce. Creek will get the point to make it 7-2. Serving is Kelsey Stuckmeyer, left to right. We go to Melrose tomorrow night for football. Should be really warm. And Pioneers are in the net again. Just out of sync, it seems, here in this third game, 8-2. Rachel Merton will come in. So will Ashley Schindel. 7 o'clock kickoff tomorrow. 6:40 pregame for the third-ranked Pioneers. Serve played by Jade. Up to Kylie Porter. Here's Hannah Creek driving it through a block, but still alive. And now low on that hit by Kimball's Katie Spalding into the net. 8-3. Kimmon replaces Creek. Jansen to serve. Down 5 in game 3. Jordan, good serve. Middle back. Merton just takes a swing at it, and they got it across. Excellent play by the Cubs there. Kira Schaefer still scrambling, and now Merton flips it with her back to the net. Got it over to Stuckmeyer. In the middle comes Kimmon, pushes it left side. O'Brien on a tip deep to Jansen. Tipped over by Kylie Porter. Now Schaefer in the middle, tipped across to Porter. Here's Kimmon winding up, blocked back to Kylie. Kimmon another tip over. Cubs playing it, longest rally of the night going on here as Stuckmeyer has it up. Now to Kylie, wants Jade on the left side, off the tip and down. Porter finally gets it for Pierce. Long rally there, and Pierce gets the point, and it's an 8-4 Kimball lead. Jansen serving. We're in the white libero jersey. And that one somehow got over. And now Bozer winds up, drills one off of Merton. And it's over to Stuckmeyer, to Kylie. Now Jade off a block. Jade tips again. And that one's won by Kimball's O'Brien. A little bit taller than Jade. He's got those arms up. Now she'll come out as Coach Mortensen brings Trinity Erickson in. Erickson to serve with a 9-4 lead. Bozer, Jansen one more, and Kylie will get it over. Now Kimball with Schaefer. Here comes a big wind, a big hit by Spalding. She hammered that. Her fourth kill. Leiter leads Kimball with 7 kills. And Jaden Shmaya is going to come in. Jaden replaces Malia Bozer. Kimball 10, Piers 4. Kimball serving with Erickson. And that ball is what's the call? The back judge says it was touched. Now she's changed her mind, I think. Coach Klein is now questioning. Now Mr. Pelzer and Mr. Schneider will get together. They're asking the line judge to come over. She put her hand on top of the flag, and that's the indication that it was tipped by a Pioneer. But then it kind of looked like she'd changed her mind. And it's going to go to Piers. It was not tipped. And now Jaden will come out and Malia will come in. Malia will go back to serve. Malia Bozer, 10-5, Kimball. Up to the net comes Schaefer. Big windup. Jansen with an excellent dig. Bozer for Kimmen off the block and down. What a dig by Jordan Jansen. Perfectly played. And it's 10-6. Now Bozer again, left to right. Middle back. Up to Schaefer. Spalding, little changeup. Jade gets it off for Kylie. Ace tip. Kylie Porter with a tip. 10-7. Another serve coming for Malia Bozer. Middle to Leiter. Schaefer tipped and down. That's Ashley Schindel, the Kimball middle hitter that time. 11-7 Cubs, and now it is Katie Spalding's turn to serve right to left. Spalding to Kylie Porter, the far back to Bozer, gives it back to Kylie from the left side, just got it over the block and down. Good finesse shot by Kylie Porter to make it 11-8. And now with Jade Porter, the younger sister of Kylie, to serve. Near ace, but good play there by Kimball to keep it alive. Jansen races up to Bozer. Here's Stuckmeyer left side. She got it across, but not a lot on it. Dumped over to Jansen. Bozer in the middle, wants Kimmen on a tip. Played there by Schaefer. Tipped across by Leiter, but it is out. 11-9, and Kimball's going to use a timeout. Piers has closed within two.
Good evening, Piers fans. This is Emma Otremba, Piers Senior. We are very excited to get to the 2017-18 seasons underway. We appreciate your continued support of Piers Healy High School activities. We, as a school, are very proud of our students and accomplishments. Competing at a high level of excellence is what we strive for day in and day out. Please help us with the continuation of this goal by supporting our school's activities in a positive manner. Fall sports are all underway, so come and check out all the action. Remember, Saturday, September 30th, the Piers football team is hosting its annual golf tournament fundraiser. Bring a team or just come down and they'll put you on a team. Thank you again, and go Pioneers!
Excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
All right, Jade Porter serve out of the timeout. Played over by Kimball to Jordan Jansen. Up to the net, Malia sets up Kylie Porter for the kill. And it's a one-point game, 11-10. Piers was down, what, 7-1, 8-1? I know it was 6-0 when Coach Klein took a timeout. And now Jade will serve for the tie. Good serve. Directed backwards, and that's going to give Piers a chance to set something up. Jansen floats one over. Bozer just a tip. Now Schaefer, near side. Big windup, but she misfired. A rare miss that time for Mackenzie Leiter. And we are suddenly tied at 11 in game three. And now for the lead, Jade Porter. Erickson plays it up and tipped over by Schaefer to Jade Porter. In the middle for Bozer. Juan Stuckmeyer played there by Leiter. In the middle, blocked back, and that's wide. It's a lead for Pierce, 12-11. Stuckmeyer gets the point. Pierce has come all the way back here and taken a one-point lead midway through the game. And another winner.
What do you see?
13-11. Jade Gislow. But Pierce now by one, 13-12. They'll play defense now. Checking out is Rachel Merton. In is Madeline Fox. Madeline Gustafson as well. Gustafson to serve. Junior, lefty. Jade up to Malia in the middle. Kimmon from about 2 feet deep. Cubs scrambling now. They've got a deep pass, and they got it over to Stuckmeyer. Kelsey to Malia. Back to Kelsey. Big hit for Kelsey. Kelsey had that one locked in. Good feed by Malia Bozer. 14-12 Pioneers. Up 2-0. It's Taylor Kimmon to serve. Taylor off for Leiter. Ahead for Schaefer. Back for Leiter. Low again. 15-12 Pioneers. Coach Mortensen up, encouraging her team. Coach Klein, likewise, directing the girls in black, all black. Black jerseys, black shorts for Pierce. Black jerseys, blue shorts for Kimball. Big block up front by Creek, and then it was blocked back to her by Leiter, and then Hannah kind of falling back, couldn't get it. Two powerhouses at the net there. Leiter and Creek going head-to-head. Now O'Brien, and what do we got now? Oh, wait a minute. Now the tower referee, Schneider, Mr. Schneider says it's Pierce Point. Coach Mortensen not happy. Explaining things to captain on the floor, Mackenzie Leiter. But Pierce is going to get this point. And it's going to be, I believe, 16-12. Yeah. They roll the ball over to the Pioneers side. And it is 16-12. I'm not sure what Mr. Schneider saw up there, but Kimmel didn't like the decision, but you got to live with it. Now here is a hit. Oh, that one would have gone long, but Kimmon played it. Now Jade from deep. Good play by Erickson. Schaefer wants Leiter off a tip, and there's a Kimball point. Leiter delivers. 16-13. O'Brien checks in, replacing Trinity Erickson. Kimball's homecoming opponent tomorrow night, Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg, the Fighting Saints, are in town. Pierce goes to Melrose tomorrow for Friday Night Lights. Here's Creek. Didn't get a really good set on that one, so she just passes it over. Now Leiter sends it deep. A sprawling Jade Porter made contact, but then Jansen can't track it down. And it's 16-14. Back-to-back points for Kimball. Very active student body. A lot of good energy in the gym. Serving for the Cubs. Knuckles over to Jade Porter. Now to Malia. Back to Creek. Creek. Good dig back row by the Kimball. Whistle and a lift. Called a double hit on Kimball. 17-14. Pierce by three. Kylie Porter to serve. Left to right. Played up to the net. Here comes the Cubs, and there's another kill for Leiter off Malia Bozer. 17-15. 8 kills for Leiter tonight. And she's now at the service line. Directed to Jordan Jansen. Passes up to Kylie Porter. Off for Malia. Her tip is blocked by Aaron O'Brien for an ace. 17-16. Jaden Schmea is going to come in replacing Malia Bozer. Kimball within one now, 17-16. Starting to get late in game three. Service to Jordan Jansen, up to Porter. Here's Stuckmeyer tipping it across to Aaron O'Brien. Now Schaefer dug out, and the Pioneers don't come to the ball as Jansen played it in the back row, and Pioneers watched it go up, and they watched it come down. 17-17, serving for the lead now is Kimball. Jansen, back set, Stuckmeyer to the back line. Up now comes Schaefer, O'Brien to Kylie Porter, Jaden Schmea for Jade Porter over. Here comes Schaefer, Spalding, and that ball is in off a block. An ace block by Hannah Creek. 18-17, Piers by one with Stuckmeyer serving. Kelsey got it over. Up to the net, Schaefer. Whistle and point Piers, a lift. A lift called on the receive, and it's 19-17. Both coaches have a timeout left. They whistle to serve, and here's Kelsey's serve. Back to Leiter. Big windup, but way. Oh, nice dig by Coach Lisa Klein. 20-17, and there's the final timeout for Kimball. Here's 20, Kimball 17, timeout on the floor.
Get four lines on the best network and the best unlimited from Verizon for as little as $40 per line. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Stop in and check out the all-new Verizon Unlimited plans. With Verizon Go, enjoy Verizon's network and service for as little as $40 per line when you enroll in AutoPay and paperless billing. Don't settle for less. Get Verizon Unlimited from us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Maximum of 10 lines. At time of congestion, your data speeds may be slowed. See store for complete.
Piers closing in, but it's not over yet. 20-17, game three. Piers up 2-0. Kimball now out of timeouts. Piers one remaining. Serving is Stuckmeyer. Left to right. It's over. Played there by Leiter. Ahead to Schaefer. And passed over by O'Brien. Here comes Jade. Odd angle, but she got it inside the antenna. Now Spalding off a tip. Stuckmeyer plays it to Kylie. From the back row, Stuckmeyer off the top of the net and played by Kimball. Here comes Spalding on a tip. Porter was there, but nobody came to get it again. Second time in recent play, the Pioneers have watched a ball go up and come down without making a play on it. Somebody's got to be aggressive out there. 20-18. Kimball down two with a serve in their hands in Rachel Merton. Merton's serve goes to Jade Porter in the far side. Here's Jaden Schmea sending one into the crowd. 20-19. And now Merton will serve for the tie. Before she does, Bozer replaces Schmea. 20-19. Service for Merton. Oh, now we've got another. We've got another confusion on the score here. They're going to say that point is to Piers. If it is, it goes to 21-18. And now we're going to have another conference between the referees tonight. Right now it's 20-19. The initial call was to Kimball with the point, but then the down official says no, it's Piers' point after about 30 seconds. The line judge is saying that it was tipped by Kimball. It's Piers' point. So it's 21-18. 21-18. And Jordan Jansen to serve. Senior libero, Jordan Jansen. Here's, we're underway again. Spalding to Schaefer, back to Spalding, and off Stuckmeyer, a rocket by Katie Spalding to make it 21-19. Service for Kimball. Erickson to Jordan Jansen to Kylie Porter. Off for Jade. Left side. Long. 21-20. 21-20. A barn burner in game three. Kimball's got to win to keep the night alive for them. Pierce has won the first two. And it's to Stuckmeyer. Up to Kylie in the middle for Kimmon. Her pass is across. Tip deep to Jansen. Now Kylie again for Bozer. Bozer gets it off of Leiter to Schaefer. Here's Spalding's tip played by Kylie. Bozer for Jade Porter to the back line. Up to the net. Schaefer wants Spalding again. And whistle and Spalding's in the net. 22-20. Piers by two. The service for Malia Bozer. Good serve. Up to Schaefer. Spalding winds up. Stuckmeyer digs out to Malia. Now Jade from 10 feet, but wide. 22-21. Just missed it. And serving for Kimball is Katie Spalding. Spalding. Long. Late decision by Kelsey Stuckmeyer pays off. She ducked out of the way. 23-21, and Jade Porter to serve. Jade, good serve played there by Spalding. Here comes Leiter, big windup, and that ball is in. 23-22. And now we'll get Madeline Fox in, Madeline Gustafson in. Gustafson kind of their designated server. Pierce 23, Kimball 22. There's the serve. Jade up to Malia in the middle. Kimmon off a block. Kimball keeps it alive. Spalding and over. Now to Jansen in the middle. Bozer wants a tip, and the Cubs chasing it, and they still play it over. Jade up to Malia, pushes it across for Kelsey. Back row, Schaefer, Leiter winds up, blocked! Taylor Kimmon with the ace block to make it match point. 24-22. Taylor Kimmon able to deny Mackenzie Leiter at the net. And Piers as Kimmon will serve for the match. 24-22 serve is underway. Passed over. Pierce is going to have a chance to win it at the net. It's in the hands of Stuckmeyer. Hammers it home. Pierce snaps their three-game losing streak with a sweep on the road. Fun match. 25-19, 25-17, 25-22.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League. When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Well, the Pioneers are back in the win column. They sweep Kimball. It wasn't easy, but they got the job done tonight, winning 25-19, 25-17, and then 25-22 as the Pioneers win. And that's their first conference win. Now 1-2 on the season. And Piers will get ready now and host their tournament on Saturday. That begins at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. The teams there coming to Piers Saturday morning will be Aiken, Carlton, Floodwood, Holdingford, Long Prairie, Gray Eagle, Mora, and Zimmerman. Action at 9 o'clock. So come on out and cheer on the girls. Piers now record-wise overall is 8-6, 1-2 in the conference. For Kimball, 0-3 in CMC play, and now 4-7 overall. They're going to a tournament as well on Saturday, the Dassel-Cacado tournament, where De La Salle, Eden Valley Watkins, Howard Lake, Rockford, Sartell, Watertown, Mayor, Kimball will all join the host Chargers down at Dassel-Cacado High School on Saturday morning. The other conference games tonight, you had Eden Valley Watkins playing at BBE, Maple Lake at Howard Lake, Waverly, Winstead, and Painesville at Holdingford. Tomorrow night, it's football. We head to Melrose, the 3-0 Pioneers, the 2-1 Dutchman. 6:40 pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff. Right here on your home for Pioneer Sports, you are their sports tonight's Piers Impact Player of the Game, Hannah Creek, dominating force up front. Pioneers got a lot of points from Hannah, so she's tonight's Piers Impact Player of the Night. We'll see you tomorrow night from Seaman Field, the home of the Dutchman, as the Pioneers look to make it four straight to start 2017. Again, Piers sweeps in Kimball tonight, 25-19, 25-17, and 25-22. Thanks for listening, everybody.